We are all kids walking around in adult bodies. And not only giving the world the illusion that we are grown, but deceiving ourselves into thinking we are. And that's dangerous.
Welcome to Shift Talking, a podcast where we explore the art and science of behavior change. I'm your host, Davina Hain, a mental health coach and founder of A Steady Space. Join me as we discuss actionable tips, inspiring stories, and expert insights to help you create lasting change once and for all. Now, let's get to the Shift Talking. Hi, Shift Talkers. Welcome back. Today, we're diving into something that I think will resonate with a lot of us. Do I really act my age, and or they are not acting their age? Oftentimes, it can feel like we're emotionally stuck. We watch other people become emotionally stuck. And today, I want to talk about psychological age and physical age, right? Like this emotional age that we can act within. And when that doesn't quite align with our physical or chronological age. So I want to talk about the difference between those two and then go into a little bit of expectation management. One of our following episodes will be specifically around expectation management because I fundamentally think that's one of the bases for our suffering. But, and today I just want to really set the expectation just around what we can expect of ourselves and others when it comes to the way that we behave. I need us to recognize that when it comes to emotions, communication, advocacy, passivity, and you know, these types of things that tend to be what we work on later in life or, you know, mid-age, it's about literacy. If you were not taught how to read as you were growing up and you got to the age of 30, and met someone and they were shocked at the fact that you didn't know how to read, they wouldn't throw a book at you and expect you to just know how to read, right? We can't do that. We cannot just expect them to pick it up because they quote unquote should by now. What we know is that you start at the basics. First, you even recognize what each letter is and what it looks like, what sounds it makes when vowels are introduced, right? Like there's so much more that we learn outside of just reading. It's backed to the basics. And the biggest challenge that I see people go through here is expecting our emotional literacy to be there just because we are at an age that it's expected. If we weren't ever taught, we won't know. And if I don't know, you can't shame me into learning it right away. It's not going to happen overnight. It will be a very incremental process. And that's exactly what happens when it comes to our emotional intelligence, our emotional age. So emotional age is going to be not determined by how many years you've been alive, but how emotionally mature you are. And that's not a dig at anyone who isn't. It's more so, how can I hold big emotions? How do I cope throughout them? How do I process them and move through them instead of around them or avoid them entirely? This is about how we handle stress, our relationships, responsibilities, your sense of self. It's not this hidden clock that's ticking behind for all of us. It's about our life experiences, our challenges, and our growth. So even though you may be standing in front of someone who is chronologically a 40-year-old, their emotional age, their emotional literacy age, may be well below that. What we end up doing, though, is kind of shaming the people around us who just don't know these things. I did not know these things, even as I entered into grad school for my master's in psychology to help people do this. I wasn't taught these basics. I wasn't sat down and taught what it looks like when I'm angry, what to do with it, what it feels like internally, what happens in my body, what happens in my brain, how to advocate for myself when that happens, how to communicate effectively, how to set appropriate boundaries, how to have healthy attachment styles. We aren't taught these things. And yet we expect it to come all around, right? Like we expect it to be like, grow up, act your age. You're a grown ass man. You're a grown ass woman. You should know how to do this. We just don't. And similar to someone who doesn't know how to read, how can they do research on how to learn this if we don't know how, right?
And also because it's stigmatized, because people are so deeply judged by it, because we likely had some level of trauma growing up that prevented us from being able to develop in these types of ways. Our parents, it was their first time living too. And sometimes we forget that. And if they didn't know, I cannot expect them to teach me. And if they don't know when I was young, I can't expect them to all of a sudden miraculously learn now. It's going to take time. And if we are going to become literate, not only in the vocabulary and the knowledge of emotions and emotional intelligence, it's also going to be the parts of emotional intelligence that are the coping strategies. The way that we work through this, the way that we hold it, the way that we process it and allow for us to evolve and heal through them. And our capacity for emotional resilience, for empathy, for vulnerability. And it does, yes, tend to mature with experience, but only if we're willing to reflect on it. Only if we're willing to be introspective and insightful, and likely do this with someone who will hold a mirror to us and show us how to do that safely. Anyone who has experienced trauma is going to have some level of kind of stunting that comes from that. It can halt our emotional development. And what we end up seeing is those who experienced deep levels of trauma and likely cyclical trauma, right? This repeat trauma, this complex trauma. What we end up really seeing is their emotional age kind of getting stunted or halted at the time that this occurred. It's almost like in order to survive, their chronological age kept going, their intellectual age had to progress, but emotionally, they weren't able to move forward from that. And that requires a tremendous amount of healing. And while the H in our shift represents healing and it's healing from the bullshit, that is healing that can only be done with qualified professionals. The healing that we do here is not going to be deep-rooted trauma healing. That's not what I do. It's outside of my scope. And what we do here is instead learn how to communicate through these types of things before I'm activated, not while I am. Your trauma responses will take over when you're activated. Just like our previous episode, right, on the neurochemistry of anger, that's exactly what's happening. We get stunted. We get hijacked in that same kind of, gosh, those same patterns, that same experience. It's almost like we travel back in time when these things come through. And we need to be informed about these things and take these things into consideration when we are expecting something of others or of ourselves that we're just incapable of for now. So here are some ways that you could know if you are emotionally out of sync with your physical age, right? If you often feel overwhelmed by emotions you don't fully understand, if conflict feels impossible to handle without shutting down or lashing out, if you're indecisive and rely heavily on others to make important decisions for you or with you in order for you to kind of get to that final point, if you find yourself acting out of yourself and feeling embarrassed by the way that you navigate conflict, disagreements, hardships, feedback that you weren't expecting, if you oftentimes confuse complaints as criticism, if your defensiveness is kind of next level and you don't quite know how to tolerate that, how to sit with it, how to manage it, these are some of the signs that we're just out of sync. It doesn't mean that it's all caused by trauma. Many of us experience trauma, and so maybe. And it could just be a lack of skills. It could just be that I wasn't taught these things, that I am illiterate. I was deeply emotionally illiterate, but thought I wasn't, right? Like, I just didn't understand. I didn't know what I didn't know at the time. And now in retrospect, my goodness, I was deeply emotionally immature for the vast majority of my life. I sought, you know, short-term fixes for long-term problems, and it made my existence so much harder. And I look back on these experiences, not with regret anymore, just more so like, ugh, could have done without that. That wasn't cute.
I didn't respond well to that. That's kind of embarrassing. That's kind of cringy. That's kind of just not something I hope we ever talk about again. Right? And that's kind of how you can know. And if I have had these experiences and still do, and if you do too, odds are the people you're surrounding yourself with on a daily basis, they have theirs. I don't know anyone who is emotionally literate, whose emotional age matches their physical age, that hasn't done a good amount of work on themselves, whether it's therapy or coaching or both, or who had really knowledgeable, emotionally literate parents or guardians or mentors growing up who guided them in this. You're not alone in this. It is actually the exception to the rule, right? Like knowing how to do these things, being deeply emotionally intelligent, having your emotional age match is the exception, not the rule. And I'm trying to reverse that. So with the shift framework, I would like for you to consider how old you are. What does this look like? I'd like for you to do an inventory of when you are upset, like big upset. What types of coping mechanisms do you use? What do you typically do with that? I don't need the label. I don't need the fancy anything. Just, okay, when I'm really upset, I lock myself in my room and I listen to music. Or I call a friend. Or I shut down and I try not to think about it. Or I eat my feelings. Or I move my body. I go work out. I do a cold plunge. Like whatever these things are, what do you do when you feel really big, more quote unquote negative emotions? What do you do with them? And I'm not suggesting that you do this to shame yourself. I'm only suggesting that you do this to determine where you're at and for us to do the same all together. When I first did this work and I compared how I reacted in times, how defensive I got, how sensitive, hypersensitive I was, I recognized that I was somewhere around like the emotional, like 11, 12. That was like the emotional age that I had recognized that I more so acted within when I was experiencing deep distress. Yours may be younger, yours may be older. It doesn't matter. It's not better, it's not worse, it just is. So if you find that when you're super overwhelmed and you're upset and people are telling you around you that you tend to like tantrum like a child, to act like a kid. That likely means that at some point you had some level of stunting or, you know, stopped getting the support that you were needing at that age. And so we go back to what it would be like to learn about emotions at that age. Nothing wrong with it. In the same way that if you knew how to sound out letters, but you hadn't gotten to fully reading novels, but you could read a couple of books at grade 2 or 3, that's where we go. It's quite literally that simple. As long as we can pull the stigma away from these things and just recognize that I can't know what I wasn't taught, and I didn't know what I wasn't taught until I became self-aware of it, and I wasn't even aware of the way that I act in these moments because I can't read the label from inside the jar, I feel overwhelmed and I just act in a way that makes me feel better. But I haven't seen it from the outside perspective. I haven't seen what that looks like. And so I'll take inventory around me. I'll ask those around me like, hey, when I get really upset, what do you notice in me? And because we only have control over us, we don't want to be going to other people and say, hey, you know what I've noticed about you when you get angry? You tend to tantrum like a 4-year-old, right? Like that's not going to be helpful for anyone. They're going to feel attacked. They're not ready for it. And also, worry about yourself, right? Like let the work be about you and figure out where you are before you go out trying to fix other people. That's the number one complaint I have about people in my industry that do this kind of work. And even myself at times, it's a do as I say, not as I do. Spend all of your time focusing on other people and helping them understand themselves and tell them exactly what they could benefit from doing these grounding techniques, this breath work, this meditation, this physical movement, take these supplements, all of this kind of stuff. And we sometimes don't do it ourselves. And I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to me, I'm talking to all of us. There are these times where I do fall off. There are these times that I do act emotionally immature based on my age. I will, of course.
And that just means that I'm not being self-aware enough. It means that I'm floating through life on autopilot and I'm not paying attention to myself. And I'm likely causing harm around me. And so what we do is we focus on us. We recognize what I could be doing a little bit differently, sure. And what age am I at? What point of development am I at emotionally when it comes to how I react when I'm overwhelmed and how well I articulate what it is that I have going on within me? How well can I verbalize what I'm feeling and describe it to someone without saying, you know what I mean, right? Or, you know, right? Like we need more language. We need to get more descriptive. And that's exactly what this does for us. Just because you see seemingly grown people walking around, the vast majority are not so. We are all kids walking around in adult bodies. And not only giving the world the illusion that we are grown, but deceiving ourselves into thinking we are. And that's dangerous. So if we can start with that level of self-awareness, that's really all I want you to start with. Yes, it's the full shift framework, but first, I want us to start with just this part. Because doing this work can be kind of distressing. And I don't want you doing this to be mean to yourself or judge yourself or shit on your parents or shit on your guardians or say what you should have done differently or they should have done better or whatever that is. That's not the point of this. That helps literally no one. It's instead, recognize this about yourself and then seek guidance, seek tools for that emotional age. If you need some resources, I am more than happy to recommend some to you. There's a book called Me and My Feelings that's really incredible. I think it's meant for grades 3 to 7. I don't know. It's a very, very good book, and I very much recommend it. I'll link it here in the show notes for you, along with some other, you know, resources that I think might be helpful. And, right, like I went through all of this schooling. I was even practicing anger management before I fully realized that, like, oh, you're not as literate as you think you are. You're not as emotionally aware as you think you are. You are not chronologically matching your emotional age and vice versa. It wasn't until I started teaching these things to my children that I was like, oh, if I can't describe this to a 4-year-old, I don't understand it. And so I started with these books. There's nothing wrong with it. I know in an adult perspective, because adults are dealing with adults and, you know, to some degree we understand what stress is, but how would you describe that to a 4-year-old? How would you describe loneliness or sadness or anger or despair or insecurity? How would you do that? And if we don't know how to do that, we're not matching. So I'd like for you to just do some inventory and then just start wherever, but let's build this up. And when we are working with other people, when we are like literally working alongside them at work, when we're living alongside them in our home with our partners, our children, when we're out and existing in the world with our parents, our siblings, our cousins, our loved ones, our in-laws, my goodness, our in-laws, I want us to consider this, not just to point fingers and say, oh, you act like a toddler. Instead, whoa, I wonder what they went through. I wonder what life is like for them. I wonder what I do whenever I feel super overwhelmed. Just because I don't act like that doesn't mean that like I'm better. It's just different. And what is that? How can I hold more compassion? How can I hold multiple truths? How can I do my work so that my emotional age can hopefully get closer to matching my physical age? How can I ground myself? How can I work with a therapist to do some of this trauma healing if I need to? How can I work with someone like me, right, to develop these skills if we want to, right? Like, what do I do? Where do I start? And this is where. So this may be a kind of a no shit thing. I don't think it is. I think it's one of those things that's a no shit until we hear it and we really sit with it. And it's like, oh, right, I do expect other people to match my level, or I do expect other people to exceed my level, but I'm not really checking and balancing myself either. I'm not holding myself to the same rubric that I'm holding other people. And maybe I can get these ages to sync up a little bit for me. And when I set expectations, either clearly with them or internally with myself, am I setting them up for failure? Am I setting myself up for failure? This is where we start. And again, to follow up in our next episode, I'm going to go into expectation management and why I think it is a travesty.
We'll go into that next time. I just wanted to help us recognize, again, we are all big kids walking around. And some of us are older and some of us are younger. Doesn't make any of us better or worse. We just are. So remember, this is your empowerment one shift at a time. If you need me, you know where to find me. Stay steady, and I'll see you next time.